Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode.
Blessings, everybody. We are so happy to have you guys with us on this podcast on this Monday, or from whatever day or whatever time you're listening and watching us from. We're just glad that you are with us and tuning in, and we're glad to have our podcast back. You know, we took a week only because we were preparing for our encounter week, and that was so glorious. So we are so happy to have the podcast back up every Monday, but I wanted to bring a special segment today on motherhood. So if you're a mom, listen up. And if you're not a mom, you'll eventually become one, so you can learn some practical things from us as well. I wanted to talk about just the power of motherhood. And I wanted to ask these beautiful moms that are to my right and to my left, what advice they would give to a mom. I was talking on Sunday, and we had just preached a message on, and I kind of touched a little bit about the maternity of a mom, the nurturer. You know, she's the protector, she's the nurturer, she's the one that, you know, makes you feel safe too, and she releases love and, you know, all of those things. And sometimes we didn't grow up with that, you know. Some people have shared with me after the service that they didn't have that, you know, or somebody mentioned the fact that maybe that's why they use drugs, because they never really had that nurture. And so go and watch that message, but it'll really minister you. So I want to talk about what advice you women will give to moms, but also if you're a son or if you're a daughter, really truly it can apply to anybody, because you can know from the perspective of a mother that we play a lot of roles. It is not an easy role, nor is the fatherhood, that's not an easy role either. Being a husband or a wife, nothing is easy. It takes work, it takes effort. We have to do things deliberate and intentional. But motherhood, I think that is something that, since we just celebrated this Sunday, motherhood, I just think Mother's Day is so important. But I talked about Esther, and Esther didn't have a mama. She didn't have a dad. She was an orphan, and yet God had a beautiful destiny for her life. Yes. And that was not an excuse to become something other than the design of God, and that God always had destined for her. And so I kind of go in the message about that. So I'm going to ask these girls, and I'm going to just leave it to you all. What advice, you know, because each one has a different perspective on different, your different seasons of your life. Some of your children, like, you just had a baby. Your babies are still small. They're toddler stage, aren't in school fully. You got, you know, a teen, but you've also got an adult at home. And I myself too, you know, have two basically adults. You know, Jacqueline is turning 21, which I'm so sad about. And that's really hard, you know. So we're each going to give you guys some feedback. Erica, let's start with you. Tell us what you would tell a mama.
Well, as a mama, I think we need to remember that His grace is enough. And yeah, the Bible tells us that Jesus said, "My grace is sufficient." But I love the Passion Translation, because it tells us, it's worded as, "My grace is more than enough." Mm-hmm. And I think that having little ones, I think that's a daily application. I have a toddler and a preschooler, and that's a daily application, because there's a quote that says, from sun up to sun down, and that's how I feel with my little boys. Like, the moment they're up to the moment they go down, it's nonstop. But, and not just in the practical things that His grace is enough, but in trials, because as a human, you go through things, but then you add children onto, when you have children, then you experience things. And I guess, like, in this last few months, like, I experienced things with my 5-year-old, where the doctor had suspected some things that were going on, and it was a hard time, but I just felt like God would remind me, like, I'm with you, and my grace is enough, and it's more than enough. And that really sustained me, you know, like, even to things that just recently happened, like, His grace is more than enough for me as a mama. Like, I can rest on that truth, and I can lean on that truth, knowing that no matter what I encounter, even as difficult as it may seem in whatever season that I'm going in, and maybe you're watching and you have teens, or you just had a baby, you know, and His grace is more than enough when you're up feeding them at 3 a.m. and His grace is more than enough when you are, you know, trying to develop the character in your kids, and His grace is more than enough when you hear a bad report from the doctor, and just know that God is with you, and His grace is more than enough. And if you can rest in that truth, you will see that God's hand truly sustains you.
That's really good.
Yes, yeah.
All right, Pastor, tell us, Nancy.
For me, what I've been hearing from God for me is very strong on mom guilt. Mm. And it is so difficult to get like things for us, spend time for us. I have 4 children, and my oldest one is 11 and the baby is 6 months old. And so I can have, because I do have a lot of roles as me. I'm a teacher, that's my occupation. I'm a pastor, worship pastor. I do counseling, and I'm a mom, a wife.
You're one of the directors of the counseling too.
And so all of that is it could be not shaming, but feel a lot of guilt towards my own children, mm-hmm. spending time with them, feeling like I'm too busy. But I do have, I've been learning how to balance, how to juggle everything, because work can be demanding, parenting can be demanding, everything can just come at you all at one time. Mm. But I cannot feel the guilt of being in the Word, in the Lord, and doing ministry with Him. Because I think that, I think as a parent, you can feel guilty as like, man, I'm serving the Lord and I'm probably leaving my child. I feel like that's a lie of the enemy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you can say, oh, I'm serving in ministry, and my child's going to get left behind. One thing that is so strong in my life this month and last month, I was reminded, my mom dedicated me when I was a baby in the Lord, and the Word is so true. He is so true and He is so faithful, mm-hmm. that I did not stray from God. And my parents, I saw the example my parents gave as they were ministering people. I was not left behind. God ministered me. God dealt with me as an 11-year-old. I was baptized with His Holy Spirit on my own. And so I know that as I minister, as I'm a pastor, as I'm doing counseling ministry, as I am doing worship, as we're practicing, my children are not left behind. I do give them the attention that they need.
Yeah, you do.
But I don't feel the guilt, or if it tries to creep up, I remind myself God takes care of them. And recently, when we dedicated my baby, you gave the message so beautiful, where you said, as God is dealing with the parent, ministering the parent, God is also ministering the child, and the child is also growing. And so I see it with my own children, even with the toddler, where he will get up and he just pray. And so it's just beautiful, because all of my children have that. They've been dedicated unto the Lord, and they all each have their calling. And I know that as I minister my own children, as I minister in the church and my occupation, I know my children are not left behind, because God takes care of them. And that guilt is not for me to carry.
That's very good. You know, I heard a testimony of a pastor, and he was a powerful preacher. And he says that he remembers when his parents would be serving in church, and he'd be sitting on the chair. They'd give him a snack. And, you know, just like I see the children. And he says that it was at that point that he received a lot of deposit of the Word of God. And this pastor could just come out with all these scriptures, and they would just, I mean, without a thought, the scriptures, he could just, you know, regurgitate all of them and just, you know, reiterate every single scripture. But he said that it started when he was in the pews of the church waiting for his parents while they were serving God. So God truly, truly does take care of you know, your children. So I think it's important that if you're a mom, and then we make that as an excuse, I think that could be, you know, just an excuse. Awesome. Pastor Norma, tell us what you would tell.
Wow. Well, I think, as you mentioned, my children are older. And when my son, he's now 20, he gave me a good run for my money. I think he really wanted to test my mom powers out, I guess. But we went through a season where he was born in the Lord, and he didn't know the world. But when I went through a divorce, he got really, like, it hurt him a lot. And so my daughter dealt with it differently. It was inward, but my son, like, it was just explosive. Yeah. And so he was about 14 years old, and it was a very difficult time. And so I remember seeing this boy that was always joking, laughing, making other people laugh. He got very angry and very abusive with his words. And so, but one of the things that I would recommend, if any of you moms out there are struggling with a child, is to speak life. That's one of the things that the Word says,
that in our tongue we have the power of life and death. And so when I would see my son that way, as much as I wanted to say so many things, I would see things. I never allowed myself to say he is just a mess or he is so rebellious. I would say, you know, there is rebellion in him, but I would not say you are a rebel, because I think that it's so important when we see our kids behave a certain way. You know, as moms, we get discouraged and we get disheartened, and we don't and we speak the things that we are seeing instead of the things that God has showed us. So I remember one time he was really upset. We were in the car, and I remember you had ministered me about this, and I had already given it to God. And he was in the car, he was really angry, being verbally abusive. And, you know, I often would engage in discussions with him that got really heated. And that one time I remember I just turned at him and I looked at him and I said, son, I said, I'm not gonna fight with you. I said, God already showed me what, you know, he already told me about you.
Wow.
And he got really curious. He's like, what did he say? So, you know, you really got to know. It's not a trick or anything. Know what God says about your child. But, you know, I really, I was convinced that God, he has a calling for my son. And, you know, we're all, you know, getting to that fullness. I see, thank God, he's a lot better. He's in a different season of his life. But whether it's even little ones, I've seen where, you know, little ones are really rambunctious children. And they'll say, oh, he's so bad, or he's a terror. I think that's the worst thing that moms can say, moms or dads. I think it's very important to speak life, you know. You're full of life. You're so, you know, vibrant. You're so active. But never speak negative words. I think because the enemy, he'll take advantage of that. And he'll agree with us. So I think that in that season with my son, I didn't allow myself to say things that I saw, but I spoke life over him.
Call things that be not as though they already are, as Romans tells us. I think for me, what I would say to you guys is my kids are already older. And so I've already walked that season when my daughters were young and small. And I see sometimes parents, and they feel like the season's never going to end. They think that they're going to be little forever. And you almost feel, you know, there could be several people watching that maybe feel like they're missing out while everybody else, you know, is doing something. You're missing out because you're having to take care of little ones. But I just want to say this to you. You have to enjoy the season that they're in. Because if you don't, trust me, I came to a place in my life where it's almost like I woke up and my kids were already older. And I would think, where did that time go? It was so quick. And I would say to every mom, you're not always going to have them in diapers. They're not always going to be in bottle. They're not always going to be little and mom, and, you know, tugging at you and wanting your attention every single second of your life. That is a season. I will never forget when Jacqueline would always want me to read her a story. That was the thing. I would read Andrea's story. I would read Jacqueline a story before they went to bed. And Jacqueline could not fall asleep without rubbing my belly. She had to rub my belly. And I remember one time I was so exhausted. And I said to my husband, I'm so tired. And my husband said to me, she's not always going to be little. Get up and go do it. And so I did. And when I did, I remember, you know, just sitting on the side of the bed and really enjoying that moment with my daughter. And I could say, honestly, we had great family times. You know, although we were in ministry and I would, you know, I've said it before, I'll say it again. I would nurse, you remember, I would nurse little Jacqueline. I mean, really, Jacqueline was little when you were with me. And she was so tiny. And I would nurse her, preach, you know, and I juggled. You know, so sometimes I think there's a balance in all of it, right, as what we're talking about. Because, you know, yes, you're a good mom. You are there for them. You play with them, as exhausted as you may be. I talked about refreshing in the Lord today. Go listen to that message. But also, I think it's important to really enjoy that, because they're not always going to be at that stage, and they're not always going to be at that age. And I can truly say that we had great moments as a family. And I want to say to every mom, it's not always going to be like that. Because there were moments I thought it was never going to end. They will always be in diapers. They will always be potty trained. You know, they're never going to be potty trained. But time flies. Time flies. And what I can say is enjoy every season. Because although it's not the same season, it's a different season, there'll be other challenges as they get older. You know, as your kids get older, there's other challenges. So it gets easier
but you're still a parent and there's just different challenges. So I just want to encourage every mom also, if you're praying for a child that does not serve God or that is straight from God or that's straight from a calling or a purpose, don't give up. God has given you a promise that it is your portion. It is your inheritance that your children, they will serve the Lord. You know, Norma gave me a scripture. I believe it's in Isaiah. And it said, stop weeping, stop crying, speaking to a mama. Stop weeping, stop crying, because your children are coming back from captivity. So I believe that it is a season that, you know, we have to really rejoice. And like Norma said, speak life, because God's plans, they're still going to be fulfilled, no matter where you find your kids. So whether they're little, they're older, any stage, listen, we as mamas, we're praying for you. We know it's not easy. We know it sometimes can be difficult. But as we've all said, you know, each one has said something. And I would end it with this. Don't complain. Stop complaining. Enjoy it. Yes. Learn to laugh. Learn to enjoy every moment, you know. Because as we said earlier, you know, a child, we're the nurturers. We have to believe in our children. We have to, no matter what we see, we have to believe in them and love on them. It's unconditional. And just think the best, because God does have a plan for them. So yes, we're going to pray for you guys. God, we just pray for every mama out there that's frustrated, that maybe feels like they need more grace. Father, we just pray, even what Pastor Erica said, that grace be given, Father. And maybe there's a mama that's what Pastor Nancy mentioned today, that there's guilt. Father, today we bind that guilt, God. We declare that they're free today. Maybe there's somebody watching us and they feel like Pastor Norma, where they want to say something, but, and maybe they've been, or maybe you have been, you know, uttering words of curses and words that are negative. So Father, today we pray for those mamas. And Lord, we declare today, God, that their words that were cursing now turns into a blessing. And I pray, Father, for every mama, God, out there, Lord, that you give them the knowledge and the wisdom, God, to know how to be great parents. So Father, we just lift them up to you, and we lift our arms up today, and we say we're cheering them on today. And Lord, I thank you for every mama out there and those that don't have a mom. Father, I just declare that spirit of Esther fall on them, God, that although she was an orphan, Lord, she got into the palace. Lord, she was known and favored by the king. And Lord, so it shall be with those viewers, and so it shall be with those listeners. God, we thank you. We bless them in Jesus' name. Amen. We love you guys. We'll see you guys next time.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.